It's Philly Wood.
Today, the 10-2 Eagles meet the 9-3 Los Angeles Rams. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick welcoming you to historic Los Angeles Coliseum. Wentz looks, still looks, fires, complete, touchdown! Selleck inside the pylon. He is floating it deep, and it is caught for a touchdown by Trey Burton.
Let me tell you, this play was not supposed to work.
No.
But this is Carson Wentz being Carson Wentz.
He's looking, he fires, and it is caught.
Oh, yeah.
It's a touchdown, and it's Trey Burton again inside the pylon. They're going for it. Wentz back again. He's looking, he pumps, still looking, he fires, and it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
Now Nick Foles in the fourth quarter needs to come up big for this offense, for this football team.
Foles makes again. He looks, he fires, leaping reception inside the 40 by Trey Burton. Ball is spotted, the kick is up, and it is good. Back goes Goff again. He steps up, he's hit, the football is loose. There's a fight for the ball. The Eagles have it. It's picked up. Rodney McLeod has it, and there's the big turnover we've been awaiting. Ball is spotted, the kick is up, and the kick is good once again, and now the Eagles reclaim the lead. This may be the biggest play of this game. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He fires, and it is incomplete. And the Rams are going to punt. Bowles takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. Is it complete? Yes.
It is.
Nelson Aguilar.
Aguilar
made the catch, and there's a first down. Goff fires. He complete. They go into the pitch.
The razzle-dazzle.
And now it's intercepted by the Eagles on the pitch. And in for the touchdown. It is Brandon Graham. The Eagles have won the NFC East. The Eagles have won the NFC East. And they are again in control of their own destiny.
Bud Light story of the game. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the NovaCare Complex and Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And it was a wild game and a big win for the Eagles, who reached the playoffs for the first time since 2013. But it comes at a high price. Carson Wentz, according to head coach Doug Peterson in his press conference today, out for the remainder of the season. Torn ACL in the left knee. Brian Westbrook, as we take a look at the game yesterday and our offensive overview presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Let's first talk about the injury to Carson and just the feeling that you have.
I feel, you know, devastated as a player, and I hate to see Carson go through these types of things. Injuries certainly happen across the field, across the board in football. But when you have a team that depends so heavily on their young quarterback like the Eagles do, you hate to see these types of things happen. Carson will be back healthy. You know, he's a young man. He will be back healthy at some point. But when you're having a magical season like the Eagles have been having, you just hate to see this type of thing happen. And now it comes down to how this team wants to respond. They responded well when Jason Peters went out. They responded well when they lost Darren Sproles. They responded well when you lose Jordan Hicks as well as Ronald Darby. Losing your quarterback is a little bit different than all of those things. They have to find a way to rally. They also have to find a way to play offense a little bit differently than they have in the past.
Yeah, so how do you play offense differently? There are a lot of weapons here. Let's not paint this very grim picture of the Philadelphia Eagles, an 11-2 record, the inside track to host the NFC playoffs with a team that can run the football.
Yes.
They can beat you with matchups. They can beat you with personnel packages. Mm-hmm. If you are Doug Peterson and Frank Reich, what are you doing now to get ready for the Giants and beyond?
The one thing they proved early on in the season, after the first two games, that they can run the ball convincingly and decisively as long as they're dedicated to running the football, handing the ball off. Jay Ajayi, the great pickup in the middle of the season, is a guy that you can hand the ball off to 20 times a game. Corey Clement is another guy you can hand the ball off 10 to 15 times a game, and you throw 5 to 10 carries for LeGarrette Blount in there. You become a more running dominant type of team and throw the ball, pick your spots where you want to pass it. Nick Foles is good enough. He understands coverages. He understands how to get the ball out of his hands well enough to allow the running game to lead you and then you throw in some passes with Nick Foles. That's the way that you have to design this thing. Your offensive line has played well enough in the run game to dominate the line of scrimmage. Now you just shift things a little bit. You don't ask your quarterback to break tackles. You don't ask your quarterback to be Superman. You depend on a different part of your game. The good thing for this football team is that throughout the course of the season, they put those tools, that running game, in their tool bag. They put the quick pass game in their tool bag, the play action pass game in their tool bag. Now they have to pull those things out and depend on them a little bit more.
Brian, let's talk about Nick Foles. 2013, 27 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. Mm-hmm. Was the MVP, the co-MVP of the Pro Bowl, won the division in the NFC East, got the Eagles to the playoffs. They lost to the Saints in round one at Lincoln Financial Field. Not as athletic as Carson Wentz, but a big, strong, sturdy, good arm. Make every throw, and like you say, knows the offense and knows NFL defenses.
The one thing I love about Nick Foles is that he understands the game. He's not going to make those major mistakes that help you lose football games. He's good enough to go out there and keep you in the game. And he also understands punting the ball is not bad. The only thing that you're concerned with offensively, and I think Nick Foles understands this, is the turnovers. As long as you're not fumbling the football, throwing interceptions, your defense can play as long as you try to win the field position battle, and that means you have to punt the football. Nick Foles is good in that category.
2002, the Eagles lose Donovan McNabb down the stretch. Coy Detmer gets hurt. Yeah. A.J. Feely comes in. Eagles retain the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. Brian, what's the mentality? What happens? You went through it. What goes on with players when they lose their star player?
You rally. I mean, it's simple as that. You have to rally. Our defense, number one, has to play much, much better. They have to begin to understand we need to hold teams to 13 to 14 points a game. We can't give up games where teams are scoring 35 points. We need to limit teams and allow our offense to have more possessions. That means defensively, you have to get off the field. And offensively, everybody has to put in a little bit more. Whatever your load was before the injury, now you have to give a little bit more. And we have the margin for error is so much smaller at this point. We can't make any mistakes.
How about developing timing with the receivers? I mean, Nick really took very few reps throughout the course of this season. And now he'll have the rest of the regular season here, however long Doug plays the starters, to develop that chemistry. Is that possible to have chemistry going into the playoffs?
Well, the good part is that you're in a good space right now. You've already won the NFC East. Now you can tinker with some things because, again, you're not trying to build to win more games in the regular season, which, of course, is your goal. But the ultimate goal is to win games in the postseason and be prepared in the postseason when that comes. Nick Foles has a few weeks here left in the regular season to develop that timing, that relationship with these receivers.
Much football ahead for the Eagles in this regular season. And there is a postseason to look forward to. We've got a lot to get to here on Eagles 360. We've taken a look at the offensive overview presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll take a look at some of the big plays in a remarkable win at the LA Memorial Coliseum. Later in the show, we will look at the defense and the special teams. The Eagles rolling to the postseason in a very uncertain manner. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Rothman at Jefferson. Eagles High School Football Showdown presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson celebrates local high school football teams and coaches. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/showdown to vote for this week's Game of the Week.
New pass every month? That's old news. Switch to the reloadable, replaceable, reusable Septa Key. Visit iSeptaPhilly.com for info.
At some houses, weekends are all about peaceful relaxation. At the Carter House, the Dream Whistlers are still trying to find their sound. And by choosing the NRG Free Weekends plan, the electricity supply for all that beautiful noise is free, all weekend long. Lucky them. NRG.
$1.99 hot chocolate at Dunkin'? That's like a big yummy hug. So hug it up. Hug more. Hug large. Hug medium? Hug that. Live the hug life with $1.99 medium or larger hot chocolate. America runs on Dunkin'.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We're taking a look back at the win over the LA Rams. a crazy game, high-scoring game, which we expected, the two highest-scoring teams in the NFL. Time now for our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. Fran Duffy and Greg Cosell talking about some of the big plays in Sunday's win. We begin with a touchdown pass, Carson Wentz to Brent Celek, who gets in the end zone for the first time since 2015.
So let's go to the Eagles' second drive of the game. First drive, Carson Wentz throws an interception, and the Rams go up 7-0. A long pass play to Corey Clement in the screen game gets the Eagles into Rams territory. Now they've got in the red zone, second and goal. Greg, show us what we got here down on the goal line.
A really nice concept, Fran, against the anticipated man-to-man coverage. What they do is they start here, and we can draw right here. That's Hollins, the wide receiver. What he's going to do is shift inside. So you're going to get what we basically call a bunch concept. It's just really tight to the formation where you have Trey Burton on the line of scrimmage and Celek right here. So we can clear that, and then we can see Hollins work inside very tight to the formation, Z motion as we call it. He's the Z receiver. So now you get the bunch concept, and this is man-to-man. So what you have here is you have the safety right here. That's John Johnson. He's matched man-to-man on Trey Burton. You have the linebacker right there. That's Alec Ogletree. He's matched man-to-man on Celek. So what the Eagles do is they do something called a switch release with Burton and Celek, and this causes a problem in coverage. And you're going to see that because Johnson now, he's initially on Burton. He's going to start to run with Burton. But what happens is Ogletree takes him because Burton goes inside, and Johnson, as we run this, you'll see he gets caught right here. He got caught because his man initially before the snap was Burton. But then he saw his teammate Ogletree pick him up. Now, who's on Celek? It's got to be Johnson. And he's about three steps too late. Really well done. It's a touchdown for the Eagles. A beautiful design. We've seen great design from the Eagles all year, Fran, in the red zone. This was another great example of that.
And what's great about that is we jump two curls from the outside and a little flat route. That's a West Coast offense, Dave. You see every team in the NFL run that in the preseason. That's like
that's just basic stuff.
Day one install. The Eagles get creative with how they use it, how they dress it up. Results in a touchdown to tie the game there for the Eagles.
Thanks so much, guys. Brian, an example here of using all of your roster. Zach Ertz out. Burton and Celek combined for three touchdown catches. And Brent Celek shows you. And earlier, before that, got the pass interference call. So Brent Celek's got a little gas in that tank.
Brent Celek has been doing. He's one of the guys that I saw come in. I watched his entire development of his career. Hard-nosed guy, works hard every single day, doesn't take a practice off. He gets hurt. He gets back in the huddle and plays. They ask him to do so many different things. On a couple of different plays, you see him trapping the nose tackle. He does a great job of sticking his nose in there, blocking. But now he gets rewarded with a big catch. It's great to see him with the opportunity to catch the football. And Trey Burton, for a guy that's been on the bench pretty much all season long, to have two touchdown catches, catching the ball in traffic, he just shows you how versatile he is. He also showed you how he can help this football team when and if Zach Ertz is out.
He was talking about Celek, and he hasn't lost any speed. Well, I'd probably say that's true because he wasn't exactly a burner to begin with.
Right, that's right.
All right, second play we want to take a look at here with Fran and Greg, our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. Late in the game, Eagles holding a lead, need a first down to run out the clock, and they get it. Nick Foles to Nelson Agholor. Move those sticks, baby.
So from one great play on third and long to another great play on third and long, obviously two different quarterbacks. Now it's late in the game, just under 2 minutes left in this football game, and Nick Foles has the opportunity to ice this victory for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now Carson Wentz has already left the game with an injury. It's third and eight, must-have situation. What do we see from this Rams defense, and what are the Eagles hoping to do on offense?
This is pretty big time. What the Rams are showing, it looks particularly on the outside like it's man coverage, okay? This looks man all the way. But notice right here, this is Nickell Robey-Coleman, okay? He's the slot corner over Nelson Agholor. Two things to notice about him. Number one, his eyes are here, first of all, and his body is inside of Agholor, okay? So that tells you, that's an alert that it might not be man coverage, but it might be, particularly to that side of the field, something we call a trap coverage. Okay, and that's what it's going to be, because the reason that Nickell Robey-Coleman is playing a little bit inside is he wants Aguilar to break outside. He does not want Aguilar to get inside of him. He wants him to break outside because this corner up top, Kevin Peterson, he's not going to be playing pure man. He's going to turn back inside. So we can really clear that and see how that works. So let's run this now, and you'll see exactly what happens. Look, right here. Perfect. Notice what's happening. You see Nickell Robey right here. He's walling Aguilar off. He does not want Aguilar to get inside of him. He wants him to break outside. Why? Because Kevin Peterson right here, he has turned. That's a trap concept. He's the trap corner. They want the throw to go outside so Aguilar can break right into that corner and either be an incompletion or, hey, if you're the Rams, you're looking for the interception.
Yep.
But what happens here is this is an unbelievable timing anticipation throw with tremendous accuracy by Nick Foles. So it's the timing and anticipation that beat the coverage. If he waits a beat longer, who knows? But the play beat the coverage because of the great execution of the play.
And again, you call that a trap coverage because the defense is hoping to confuse the offense, make them think, oh, it's man. You want that outbreaking route. You think you're throwing for a first down to the sideline, but no, it's going right into the hands of the cloud corner there, the trap player. And the Eagles did a great job. That's Nelson Aguilar. That's Nick Foles understanding the concept and understanding what the Rams could be doing on that play.
You wait another beat on that throw, you're throwing it right into the coverage where the Rams want you to throw the ball.
Thanks so much, Fran and Greg. And Brian, we touched on Nelson a little bit early in the show. Explosive catch and run, we know that, but there makes the diving catch, knows where the sticks are, brings it in. I mean, just a very very Jason Avant kind of catch.
Well, the first thing, you have to understand what the defense is doing. They're trapping you on the outside, so you can't just run your route, stick it up, and then go all the way out because there's a defender out there. So, first of all, Nelson understands the defense. He recognizes exactly what he needs to do, so that's a great job there. Nick Foles just does a great job of placement of the football, and Nelson, all hands. You're talking about just a year ago, we were saying Nelson Aguilar cannot catch the ball with his hands. This pass, he looks it all the way in a clutch situation, third down. These are critical plays to winning and losing football games. These are the catches that Nelson Aguilar has been making all season long. That's why I still think he's one of the most explosive players that you have on the offensive side of the ball.
And Nick Foles, in that moment, with very few reps taken, makes the big throw.
Big throw. I mean, there's not a lot of quarterbacks that can understand this is a trap defense. So if you throw the ball too far for the outside, it's either an interception or a pick six at worst. Great job of recognizing the defense. Great job of getting the ball out of his hands quickly, not allowing the rush to get to him. I'm impressed by the connection because you're right. They don't get a lot of reps together in practice, but Nick, being a veteran guy, understands the defense. Nelson did a great job of snagging the ball.
There you go. Our All-22 review presented by Community College of Philadelphia. We've got one segment to go here on Eagles 360. When we return, we talk defense and special teams, two units that have to be exhausted today. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Toyota. Now is your chance to vote for the Toyota Player of the Week. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Toyota Player of the Week, cast your vote, and get a chance at a brand new Toyota.
Ta-ta tokens, the Set to Key travel wallet is here. Visit iSetToPhilly.com to meet the less jingly way to pay.
Come and see what's happening at your local Acme. Better sale prices, superior service, and great quality products. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood. And fresher produce and hundreds of organics. And our butchers cut our USDA Choice Lancaster beef in-store every day. So stop in, shop, and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Finding the end zone is his specialty. In fact, he's found it over 17 times already today. He is a professional football watcher because he has NFL Red Zone from NFL Network on Xfinity. He catches every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons all season long.
Become a pro fan only with Xfinity. Switch to an X1 triple play and add the sports entertainment package to get NFL Red Zone. Call or go online today.
You know, life isn't made for pain. Life is for living, for family, for basketball, for getting your hands dirty, for mornings on the river, for afternoons at the park, for art, for sport, for the hobby you just can't get enough of. Don't let joint, back, or orthopedic pain keep you from doing what you love. Turn to the orthopedic experts at Rothman Institute and get back to what matters, because this is living.
No matter how you holiday, where you holiday, or who you holiday with, stay bright with Dunkin's holiday coffee flavors like brown sugar cinnamon and peppermint mocha. Grab your favorite and make your holidays happen. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Welcome back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook. We've talked about the offense. We talked about some of the big plays from Sunday's win. Now we talk defense and special teams. The Eagles, Brian, had their hands full with Jared Goff, with Todd Gurley II, with the receiving core, Cooper Kupp, a rookie. Yeah. And that is something that has to be addressed, has to be improved. The Seahawks 2 weeks ago, the Rams yesterday. Big plays down the field, too many of them.
Too many big plays down the field. In my opinion, not getting the pressure that you need all day long. Consistent pressure on the quarterback, and it leads to passes being able to get out. Then when guys are catching the ball, the yards after catch have really hurt this team. Cooper Kupp catches the ball. I mean, he sprints past a couple people, missed tackles this week and last week. That was one of the strong suits of our defense early on in the season, rallying to the football, everyone around the football, and great tackling. These last few weeks, our defense has not done a very good job of tackling the ball carrier. And if we're talking about playing in the playoffs, that's one thing that has to be addressed right now. Pressure the quarterback, tackle the ball carrier.
How do you address that? They're not tackling. They're shortening their practices. They're trying to save players' legs and energy. So how do you get better in December with your defense?
Well, you have to make it a point of emphasis, and that means tackling. And I would also throw in there, we need to start getting the ball back to our offense. So stripping the football, interceptions, all these types of things you can work on in practice, strip drills, catching the ball from the defender side of the ball. But most importantly, if you want to win, your front four, they have to begin to play. They have to get that motor going again. Chris Long, big-time strip sack at the end of the game. But we need consistent play from those guys up front, because as those front four go, as the same way with the defense, we have to do a better job.
This is why it's so important to get a bye week going into the postseason, so that you can become rejuvenated. Mm-hmm. It will make a world of difference if the Eagles are able to do that. Beating the Giants on Sunday would go a long way to making that happen.
Well, the good thing that you know, playing against the Giants, you know where Eli Manning is going to be at. He's going to be 7 yards behind the center. He'll do a small little rollout, and he'll give you some opportunity to catch the football on the defensive side. So we have to take advantage of that. This is a great game for our front four and the depth that we have in that position, Barnett as well as Chris Long, to get going again, get their engine revved back up, pin those ears back, and get after the quarterback.
And I got to say, let's give the Rams some credit. Not a fluke. I mean, Jared Goff, well coached.
No doubt.
Excellent scheme. Superstar in the backfield. Good receivers. And the offensive line held up pretty well against the Eagles.
Well, listen, when you have Todd Gurley, who's one of the top five running backs in the league. Cooper Kupp, who did a great job of catching and running big, long play, 64 yards for him. And you have a quarterback that's willing to throw the ball all over the place, then you have an offense that's going to score points. That's results, 30 points a game. That's the type of team that they are. Defensively, we still have to be able to hang with those types of teams, because in the playoffs, you're going to see the best of the best. You're going to see the best quarterbacks, the best running backs, the best wide receivers. We have to have the ability to slow those teams down.
Brian, let's now talk about special teams, which went through an up-and-down game on Sunday. As expected, look, the Rams are really aggressive. They blocked the punt. They nearly got to another one. But Jake Elliott hit 3 field goals. The Eagles were excellent in the kick cover game. I chalk up the blocked punt to just being beaten on that one play.
Well, you know, Corey Clement actually fanned out to the wrong guy.
Right.
You have to start inside out. The inside guys have the shortest route to the punter in this case. Really, same type of thing in pass protection, shortest route to the quarterback. Corey just has to do a better job. And maybe the count was wrong. But again, here again, you have to make sure, especially as you're on your route to the playoffs, all these things are buttoned up. There's never a good time to have a punt blocked, but you'd rather have it now than when your game is on the line and your season is on the line.
And I love Jake Elliott, two field goals in the fourth quarter, providing the eventual winning points. He's been a little shaky with the extra point, but for the most part, I feel really good about Jake Elliott.
Confidence.
I feel great about Jake Elliott going into the
final
games.
He has a big leg. You line him out there, 54 yards, kicks it right on through high on the goal post. You know, it's for a small guy. He kicks the ball an awful long way. I was talking to David Akers about him, and he said he loves it. He loves a young guy. He's confident. He walks out there with a swagger, and he just kicks it. You line him up, he kicks it through the field goal post. That's all you want from him.
We got a busy week ahead here on Eagles 360. What's in store for you? It's our Amorosos on the Menu segment. We've got Glenn Macnow in studio. His takeaways from Sunday's win in Los Angeles. Of course, head coach Doug Peterson joins me one-on-one presented by Wawa. And we'll have a tape study with the head coach Doug Peterson. That's your Amorosos on the Menu segment. A look ahead. Brian, it's really all about the New York Giants and beating a team while it's down and keeping this thing going. Back home after two West Coast games, but still on the road this week. Is that third game really tough?
It's tough, but at this point in the season, you have still some things to prove. You still have some work to do. You're trying to get home field advantage. It's important for this team to get back to basic. Run blocking, running hard, not turning the ball over, defensively, tackling, stopping the run, and get out there to the quarterback. Let's get back to our foundation. We're back here at NovaCare all week long. Let's get back to the things that made us a dominant football team. And if we do that, this game shouldn't be a problem.
And after being in Los Angeles in those 80-degree temperatures, it's nice to come back to the snow.
Of course. It's good to get back to the snow. I don't want to play in the snow, but I'll take the 80 degrees.
You're not Shady McCoy, huh?
No, I'm not Shady McCoy at all. He had another great game.
Another great game in the snow. Brian Westbrook, Dave Spadaro, thank you so much for joining us here on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.